your best dishes would be made out of?
A chiney?
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that? You'd call that a...
An egg made out of what? Chiney or?
Uh-huh.
Glass egg.
Uh-huh. Or a chiney?
It was a glass egg, what we called them.
Uh-huh. Or if it was made out of chiney, it'd be a...
Was it made out of chiney? A glass egg's all over, I get them called. Then there's a chalk egg, too.
Uh-huh. What about one made out of chiney, though? That'd be a...
I don't
not
know.
Not a glass egg, that'd be a...
Well, I...
You never saw a...
Not a chiney. I never heard of that, I don't believe.
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Well, it's just the nest egg made out of chiney.
Yeah.
So it'd be a...
Well, the nest eggs that we used was chalk or glass.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we'd set an old hen, now you go back to the old times now,
mm-hmm.
The eggs that didn't hatch, the rotten eggs,
mm-hmm.
Them was the nest eggs then.
Well, what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Uh-huh. You know, when you eat chicken, there's a bone like...
A breast.
Well, the bone that you...
Pull a bone?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Any stories about that? I mean, anything people would...
Oh, yeah, wishbone.
Uh-huh.
The wishbone, they'd pull that wishbone.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that.
What were they supposed to do now? They'd pull it and what happened then?
The wishbone, and I'd take one end of it, and you'd take the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got it, where it broke now, the one that got the big end was going to marry a widow. And the one that didn't, going to marry a single.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they done that.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd call that a cotton
farm.
Uh-huh. Or cotton would be planted in a
cotton patches, we called them. We called them cotton patches.
What about something bigger than a patch?
We call it cotton field.
Uh-huh. And say if you wanted to break up the land, You'd break it up with a
plow.
What different kinds?
Well, now the way we done, I'm gonna tell you the way we done it now.
Okay.
We had you had big 2-horse plows, you know, it's turn plow. Well, you throw 2 furrows in.
Mm-hmm.
But now the way we done where I plowed with was a little 6-inch turning plow, we called them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd 4-fur that up and plow the middle.
4-fur?
Yeah, we 4-furred that. You see, the little plow would throw 2 little ones, well, then to make it bigger, you come back and throw the other 2 furs on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now the big plow, when they come in, they just throw 2.
Mm-hmm.
But with the little one, you had to have 2 horses to pull that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But now with me, when I learned how to plow, we had them little 6-inch olivers that come. Them was the later ones that come in, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the first old plows was called the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of them old diamonds?
I don't think so.
Well, now that's what people use way back now. They use the old diamond plows.
Was that a kind of a turning plow?
Yeah. Yeah, they'd four-fur up with the old diamonds. They had them old diamonds then. They didn't know what the little turning plow, the later ones, was.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got the old the 2-horse plow. He'd come in. That was the later that come in. But the first was the old diamonds.
Mm-hmm. What about... when you're plowing with 2 horses, the one that walks in the furrow, does he have a special name?
The horse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the horse has a name.
I mean, did you ever hear of a lead horse or nigh horse?
Oh, yeah, there's a lead horse. Yeah.
Which is a lead horse?
The one that is ahead is the lead horse. But now just 2. Now, sometimes in teams, you know, they have one lead ahead, you know. But I've never seen it applying now. But I have in hauling, you see.
Uh-huh.
They'd have a lead. To lead the head, you see. But now, you know, it's like oxen, you know. They have a yoke of lead oxen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're the leads.
How many oxen would you have hitched together?
4 yokes for the haul with them. Did you ever see them?